Veterans services and especially long-term veterans housing options are scarce in rural Alaska, but a private venture fueled by state funding is taking inspiration from two local veterans to make local veterans housing a reality for the southeast communities of Haines and Klukwan. Margaret Friedenauer of KHNS has the story.
This is a story of two men. They led different lives, but both were veterans from southeast Alaska. Dr. Walter Soboloff was a respected Native leader who died in 2011 at the age of 102. He served as chaplain in the Alaska Army National Guard for 20 years and retired as a lieutenant colonel. Howard McRae was born in Anchorage and grew up in Haines. He served in the Army in the Korean War and was assigned to Special Forces in Vietnam. He also served in the Honor Guard for President John F. Kennedy during the slain president's funeral. He is the most decorated veteran from the Chilkat Valley. It's not clear if these men ever met each other, but they did both meet former Representative Bill Thomas of Haines. McRae, as a command sergeant major, took a young Private Thomas under his wing when both men were stationed at Fort Bragg in the 60s. And Thomas met Soboloff several times when Thomas served with the state legislature and on Native organizations. It was Soboloff who originally planted the seed of an idea in Thomas's mind for a veterans home in Haines. The way Thomas tells it, he was asking Soboloff about a friend who moved from southeast to the Pioneers' home in Palmer.
But I said, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, but my friend is moving to Palmer. I said, why is that? He said, we don't have a veterans' home in southeast. Walter was dying of cancer, and he didn't want to leave home. He said, I want to stay home with my friends in my remaining days. I'd rather be home with my friends than leave them.
Thomas enlisted the help of the board of directors of the Haines Assisted Living Center. The organization built and manages an assisted living center and elder care facility in town. The directors decided they had the ability to organize and run a similar facility specifically for veterans. Thomas secured about $6 million in state funding, and on April 27th, Thomas, Walter Soboloff Jr., and Howard McRae's widow, Sarah, took turns with the shovel, breaking the snowy ground at the site where the Soboloff McRae Veterans Village will stand. Afterward, the Chilkat Kwan dancers from Klukwan led the crowd across the street to the American Legion for speeches and a dinner. Thomas reminisced with stories about McRae and Soboloff, and Walter Soboloff Jr. gave a short speech, saying his father would be honored to have his name attached to such a project.
The late Dr. Walter Soboloff Sr. loved his people and he loved his country. Period. End of speech. Thank you very much.
The privately run Veterans Village, when completed in about 2 years, will include 11 housing units in the center of town and next to the assisted living center. The only other designated veterans home in the state is in Palmer. But Haines is a natural spot for a private veterans home, say organizers. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, veterans make up about 15% of Haines's and Klukwan's population, and more than two-thirds of those are over 65. And so, maybe the story isn't just about two veterans, named Soboloff and McRae. It's also about veterans like Jimbo Stevens, a Klukwan elder who was at the recent groundbreaking. For him, the Veterans Village means when or if he needs a smaller or more convenient housing option, he won't have to leave the community he's lived in all his life, except for those 3 years he spent in Vietnam.
You know, I went in out of a little village, 100 people, and get shoved into the limelight of life, just 18 years old, shoved into a war. And it's hard adjustment, but you got to learn fast. There's no way I should be here right now talking to you like this, but I am. Not being sent out when you're getting too old to care for yourself is a big plus.
Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.